I was in here from the room, and I'll die in here.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our weekly current events broadcast brought to you by myself. I'm your host and General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. And before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, for those of you new just tuning into us, we have a national Facebook page. If you type in all capital letters in the search box, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join button, just know that we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do in the Defenders 7. We're also on YouTube. Do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. A lot of good information over there too. We have a website. If you type in all lowercase letters, defenders.com. On our site, you will find that we have a store and a donate button. All proceeds, 100% from sales from our store, and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in the time of need. We're not like the other groups where they keep 90% and only distribute 10%. We are 100%. We are a humanitarian American Patriot Group, LLC. Profit. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Every penny counts. Help us to help you and your community in a time of need. We're also on MeWe. Click on organizations, scroll down, Defenders 7, American Humanitarian Patriot Group. Tonight's show, those of you that are afraid of calling in, don't be, because it's just like a conference call. But if you are still intimidated, click on our shows, scroll down while we're live, and we are live in the chat room. So either way. And that number to call, if you'd like to call in and participate, area code 91205-5773. Again, number to call, area code 914-205-5773. To welcome our Colonel John McCullen.
Hey, everybody.
Colonel Kimberly,
how's it going?
Kimberly Purvis.
Howdy, howdy.
And I believe Miss Maria Dolomain from Pennsylvania.
Good evening.
How's everybody doing?
Awesome. Doing. That's it.
Nothing from the peanut gallery.
My new job is going awesome. I'm really liking my new job. And the agent I'm working with, he's a hunter. And right now he's out deer hunting. But next week bear season starts. And he promised that if he gets one, he'll let me taste some. I've never had bear.
Ew.
Yeah, bear is pretty good. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say my day sucks, like usual.
Why?
Oh, no. Because I start with four or five patients. They add four or five more on to me. I have to go to, you know, Timbuktu. And then they're like, oh, we need you to see some extra patients tomorrow. Yeah? How many? Five. I got like 8 or 9 more patients tomorrow, and I got to drive probably 100 miles. There, 50 there and 50 back, and it's like, yeah, you suck. So
sounds like my every day before noon.
Well, there is one thing I want to say. I noticed in the last week, the ages of patients that I have, and I'm going to tell you something. I will never again really complain about my health. I mean, I might say, oh, yeah, my blood pressure's up today. It kind of sucks, you know, whatever. But I had a patient today that I had to go see. He's 50 years old. He didn't have a stroke, but you can't understand what he said. Chronic kidney problems. He's got a feeding tube. I mean, just totally bedridden, and he has to use a walker. And he's in those little tiny homes. You know what I'm saying? They look like the shed buildings.
Right.
And,
what happened to him?
It's just chronic kidney polyps, and they don't know what's caused him to have the aphasia where he can't speak. It's garbled. And he didn't have a stroke. And so it's like, wow.
This stuff
happened
to him?
Oh, no. He's been like this for a couple of years, but you never know. It's like, take a look at your life. It's not as bad as you think, because there's always going to be somebody whose life is a lot worse off than yours.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, I got the 53-year-old woman I saw the other day. She was perfectly fine up to a little over a year ago. And now she weighs over 600 pounds.
What the fuck?
And she probably weighed 250. Yeah, she hasn't walked in a year. I mean, this thing's at these ages, and it's like, wow.
How
you
do
know,
people let themselves get like that?
Because a lot of times people get injured. A lot of people have back surgeries, you know, or something, and then they can't get out of bed because it hurts, even after the surgery. And so they just shit happens, you know. But I've got some.
A lot of times medication will put a lot of weight on you, too, in no time flat.
I've gained 40 pounds from my medication, and that's why I went off.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope, screw this shit. I'm done. And all of the work that I had done so much for in the last month and a half, my blood pressure last night went to 165 over 126. And I was like, well, there goes that thing. So I ended up having to start taking my blood pressure medication again. So, I mean, it is what it is.
You know,
and some stuff is hereditary. and you can't get around it, you know. So it's like, oh, well.
Is your blood pressure up because you're stressed or because of the work?
No. Oh, neither one. I was fine. I was done with all my charting last night, and I just checked it out
of
the blue, and here's the problem. Yeah, shut up.
Old age.
Ain't no fucking old age. Here's the problem. When your blood pressure is sky high and you don't have any symptoms like a headache, dizziness, or anything else, then
right.
your body's getting used to it and it's not good because you could have a stroke and not even have warning. And so that's why, yeah, I don't mess with the high blood pressure shit. I'm like, that's nothing to mess with.
I've been talking really good about my sugars. You know, I check them every now and then, and I'm taking the biotin and a couple of other natural things. And I'll take the pharmaceutical one. You know, I'll take half a tablet every other day. I want to get away from it completely. So, I'm monitoring my sugars. You know, I have a glucose meter thing. My blood pressure, I can't really check that, but I can check my pulse, but I don't have a blood pressure cuff. I probably should consider getting one, but, oh, wait, no, I do. I have the wrist cuff. Yeah, that's right, I do. I feel for people in that position. I could not do that. I don't know that I could live that way. I used to get into it with my mom all the time, because she did it to herself. And I think a lot of these people, like I have issues. I have arthritis in my back. I'm obese, you know, and it would be easy for me to get a wheelchair, a motor scooter, or whatever for the grocery store, or whatever. But I'm not doing that. My ass is walking, you know, and downtown too. I'll park and walk around downtown. I don't care, you know. It's not about the losing the weight. It's about the functionality. You know, some of these people I know don't have a choice, but others, they put themselves there because they didn't even make an effort to do without. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to wind up bedridden, you know, I have arthritis in my lower back. It is difficult for me to walk. My knees or my ankles hurt. And I'm working on losing the weight to help that, but I am not going to stop walking or doing something. You know, I am not going to use a wheelchair when I can walk. So I'll get a walker or I'll get a cane. My happy fat ass is walking. You know,
hey, I had two of them today that they're not mine. One lady, she fell twice in 3 days, and the fire department had to come and help her get up. It's not that she was, like, she just couldn't do it. I mean, she's, like, in her 80s, and she couldn't get up. Fell, hit her head, landed on the concrete, fell outside. The guy, the 50-year-old, he rolled over in bed, rolled out of the bed, and knocked himself out for over an hour.
Oh,
jeez. So, yeah, and so that's why I tell people, be careful what you do. Get up slowly. Don't jump up and all this other shit. And, you know, chances are you won't damage anything. But,
I mean, like I said,
no,
I
that's
feel
just
for these
my
people.
Day.
I was a home helper for 3 years, so I understand. It's just, damn.
So has anybody seen anything about Kyle?
Yes.
I was going to ask the same thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was going to start the show off with that.
Okay.
Yeah, right now they're requesting a mistrial with prejudice as well as one without prejudice because of the video.
And they did that today.
Right.
The prosecutor sent the video by cell phone.
Right.
He
sent it by cell phone. He edited it.
No. What he changed was the pixelation. The quality of the video.
Yeah.
He took it from like 1990 down to one of the lowest settings, and it made
right.
it so blurry. And then
the jury's not sequestered,
so they get to go home every night.
Yep.
And all MSNBC, honesty, someone made a cut.
The thing about MSNBC, the judge kicked him out of the courtroom.
Yeah. But part of the problem is there's two jurors that's holding out, and they don't know if it's because they're afraid of rioting.
Retaliation.
Or if they're like, no one really knows because no one said anything, if they're holding out because they know Kyle's innocent or if because they hate Kyle and they think he's guilty and they're not going to budge. So,
who knows?
They'll end up with a mistrial.
Well, I know the judge's life has been threatened.
Yep, so is Kyle.
The jurors, they're being followed.
Yep.
So, I mean that's what they're doing. They're doing this on politics. They're not doing it on whether he's innocent or guilty. They're doing it on how much damage is this going to cause. And I still don't.
And there was 500 National Guard troops there.
Yeah.
On standby.
Well,
they're a couple miles away. They're not right down at the courthouse.
No.
But here's
no.
the thing. They don't have the courthouse blocked off.
Nope. No, they're right. They're protesting right on the steps. It was really kind of cool, though. Right now, the sheriff is handing out cookies to peace, and BLM brought pizza for the Rittenhouse supporters, and they had pizza together yesterday. So, I mean,
Then they were throwing shit at them today.
And then some idiot poured Gatorade on the one young girl.
And
I'm
just reading right now that a journalist tried taking pictures of the bus of the jurors.
Right, MSNBC. And so now they've been banned from the trial, but they need to do more than that. They put out an apology saying that he's a freelancer. So they had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they should have had the trial somewhere where there's no vested interest.
Well, they're not going to find a place like that, unfortunately. It has to be in Wisconsin.
No, it would have been much better in another state.
No, no.
Far away.
Yeah, they can move. They can move a trial. They should have done the same thing to Derek Chauvin's trial and move it to a different state. Is what they should have done.
Exactly.
These high-profile cases.
Well,
and here's the thing. You ready? Okay, you guys already know this. But that teenager in Texas who shot up his school, shot four kids, still in critical condition. He's in a coma. He's not being convicted. I mean, that's being tried.
No, he walked away free and clear.
Involved.
Yeah. And all over his social media, it showed where he was going to go to school and shoot the school up. That's premeditated. Why isn't his happy ass being tried?
Because he's black.
The BLM's protesting. I know. The BLM is protesting Kyle's for what reason? The victims are white. They're not even black.
Because they were out there to help black people. That's why they got shot.
No, you know why?
BLM just wants to loot and riot and burn. That's all.
Yeah,
they're a bunch of thugs.
Here's
and
the thing. If he gets convicted
in the hand of the Democrats.
if Kyle gets convicted, they're going to riot and loot and burn shit down. If he gets acquitted, they're going to riot, burn, and loot and all that crap. So no matter what happens,
because that's what they do.
Friend, you give a hood rat,
hoodlum
thug an inch, and they're going to take 50 miles. Forget to give an inch to take them out. No. You gave them 50 miles when you allowed it all last summer for them to do whatever they wanted. Oh, they're just kids. No, they need an ass whooping is what they need. A good smack upside the head. And then keep the parents from allowing the kids to do it. Huh?
You know, I said this hell is going to, this country is going to hell in a handbasket quick. And now, you know, the Republicans are, the whole Congress, whatever, well, except for Cheney, they're like going against mandates, you know, they're, and Biden, even though the court told him he can't mandate the vaccine, that the companies can't mandate these vaccines right now while it's being investigated, and even though OSHA said they're not going to enforce the mandates, Biden and Jen Psaki are telling businesses to disregard the court, that they are to keep forcing people to take the vaccine.
But see, that
like
right
I said,
there?
And on top of this Kyle thing, yeah.
That is, you know, well, one, besides being an impeachable offense, because that's also, how do you put it? It's not, well, besides unconstitutional, you can't do that.
And then they're going to censure that Republican who posted an anime cartoon trying to explain to kids what's going on down at the border and the fight that's taking place in Congress. And he's the good guy, and AOC and Biden are the bad guys, and he's fighting them with the sword. So I don't know. Do you remember when you were a kid, do you remember how to make a bill, those cartoons? You know, how to make a bill into a law?
Oh, yeah. I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill. Yeah.
He tried to put what's happening in the Congress in an anime cartoon at a level that younger people would understand. And AOC and them are saying that he was threatening her and he needs to be censured and removed from all his, you know, whatever it is he's doing. But yet none of them were censured for the threats against that they made against the president, the you know, Trump or each other.
Yeah.
Other would seem. So, you know, so back to, you know, to Kyle, my point is that they don't give a shit. Okay? They control Antifa, and Antifa's out there. So Kyle Rittenhouse is either going to be found guilty because, you know, everybody's afraid to find him innocent, not guilty, despite the fact that he's not guilty.
But here's the thing. They said today, this is what the judge said, if he's found innocent, he's not going to bring up the dismissing the case of having a mistrial by prejudice. If it comes back he's guilty, the judge is just going to take those the mistrial by prejudice, and the couple things that the prosecution brought up that he was told not to, and the video.
Well, if he gets those mistrial ones, he can't be retried on them. They'll be dropped.
Yes, he can. Only if it's a regular mistrial. If it's a mistrial,
I just read it right now.
Yeah,
it has to be by prejudice.
Yeah, but there are two of them.
That's
right
what it
now.
Is. But they said that it says that he can't be brought back up on them charges again if it's a mistrial on.
The defense has asked for two mistrials, one with prejudice and one without. Because if they come back with a guilty verdict, they want the mistrial with prejudice so that they can retry it. But
they can't. They can't.
Oh, I'm sorry, without
if he gets a mistrial with prejudice, the prosecution cannot retry it.
Okay, then it's without prejudice.
No.
Whichever one it is that allows them to retry it. If he comes back,
that's a regular mistrial.
Right. If they come back with a guilty verdict, they want a mistrial, even if it means it has to be retried, because they put both of them before the judge. So the judge has two mistrial requests in front of him, one with and one without prejudice. And it's up to him which one he uses depending on the verdict that the jury comes back with.
And the problem is, with those videos from the FBI, it clearly shows he did not provoke any of it.
No, he didn't.
And so, yeah, and they've already, so that's the whole thing. It doesn't matter. You can retry it all you want. It's going to come out to be the same thing. They publicized it. They made it political. He will never get a fair trial, and that's why they need to let it straight up.
Oh, I agree. I agree. The judge may actually just turn over whatever the jury says and declare him innocent himself. The judge has a couple of different options before him. The because this judge, he is, despite what the left is saying, he is not biased. He absolutely is not biased. But he's from a different era. He's 75 years old. He was appointed by a Democrat president. I forget what president appointed him. And he has been elected for other positions. So the people, they all like him. I mean, the left and the right. You know, the prosecution, he's very strict with the prosecutors, but he is fair. Even they say that. So we'll see what happens. I mean, two of the podcasters that I follow both say that Audrey case is actually more Kyle Rittenhouse. That's where the black kid got killed. The man and his father were security people or whatever, and they shot and killed
the
black kid. Yeah, they're saying that one's actually, you know, we should actually be focusing on more, but the mainstream media doesn't want you to because they're also should be found innocent because even though it wasn't actual self-defense the way Rittenhouse was, it was still self-defense because they were under threat. It's really interesting. If you get a chance to check it out. I made that honey stuff.
Oh, you did?
I did. And I'm using it because I think, I don't know if I told my brother-in-law I had the cold and I was starting to get sniffles, so I've been making sure to take my vitamins every day, and I added this to it, my regimen, this with some elderberry and honey tonic, and I've been putting it in my tea, and definitely a big help. I mean, like I said, since I've started taking vitamins and everything, I haven't gotten sick, or I've only gotten sniffles for a day or two, and they go away, but I like this because it's helping my throat. Yes, I greatly appreciate it. I only made a half a cup. I didn't make two cups.
Oh, yeah, I thought about it. I looked at it. There's two different recipes. You could do either a half a cup of honey, depending how thick you want it. So
I did half a cup of honey, not even a half a cup. Maybe one-third to half a cup. But at any rate, and then I did the ginger, half a teaspoon to three quarters of a teaspoon, whatever, of the ginger, cinnamon, and turmeric. It actually tastes pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah. Oh, Yeah, there's been a lot of crap going on, but, you know, most people have been focused on the Rittenhouse thing. But here's something really weird. Can they really get rid of the vice president?
Who?
Well, you know that Jill and Joe and all of them, they want to get rid of Harris. They want to replace the vice president.
You can't. Not unless she does something stupid. She could be impeached as well, but...
Well, they said something about the Congress is confirmation, and that the only person the Congress confirms is the vice president.
I don't know.
But that's been in the news.
I have no idea.
That's been in the news a lot the last couple of days, and they were comparing it to Ford's VP.
All I know is they're saying that Biden is making Jimmy Carter look better every day.
Oh, yeah, jump for joy. Yeah, he's not the worst president anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, things are really bad. And you saw that rail system that failure in Vancouver? I mean, things are not looking good. Oh, yeah, their rail system, it collapsed and is all flooded, and a number of people died, and farmers were rushing to get their animals out of the way, or they were not only were going to lose farmland, you know, being flooded with food, but the animals as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ice Age Farmer. I say, I'm not sure if I shared it with you guys or not. But yeah, and then all the babies that are being born and having heart issues, and they're saying, you know, their mothers were vaccinated while they were pregnant.
No, I didn't hear anything like that.
Yeah. Yes, in fact, they're blaming it on climate change, that so many babies have been having heart issues because of climate change. In fact, more and more older people are having heart issues and high blood pressure because of climate change. And our gas prices and electric prices are going up because energy companies are price gouging.
Yeah, they said Biden's trying to close another pipeline, but it's for propane.
Two of them. Yeah, two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really...
That's how a majority of the population heats their house is by propane.
Well, at least the ones in red states, yeah. It's definitely an attack on patriots and anybody who they consider rednecks, I guess, or QAnons or Trump supporters, who are all white mountain people, I guess. You know what I mean? Old people. It's just, you know, They're also, too, those five COVID batches that killed the most people all went to red states.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess what? The flu is back.
The flu? Oh, well, that's good. I'd rather have the flu than COVID.
Bullshit. 500 students in a week got the cold flu, in less than within a matter of 2 weeks or something. Over 500 students got sick.
Hello.
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 It's me, Walter. I'm back in business. Hey, Walter. Hey, Mexicans, we're hard to peel. How's everybody? I'm glad to be in the show after 8 months.
Well, it's good to hear you.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to hear all of you guys. Yeah, I was like, I hope I don't get sleepy during the show because I'm still feeling the side effects of the chemotherapy and make me really tired and sleepy, but I will keep up.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Just keep trying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting there little by little. I'm not 100% yet, but I'm still here kicking.
Well, that's good. It just shows that God's got more work for you.
Yeah. So, how's everybody?
I'm good.
Good.
Well, that's good. That's good. What is the topic of tonight?
We were talking about that Rittenhouse, Kyle.
You don't want me to start with that.
Yeah,
I was talking with somebody on the train tonight coming from work, and this woman was telling us she's been harassed from some guy, and she lives by herself. And some other guy told her, well, you need to buy a gun to defend yourself just in case, you know. I said, well, look, I'm an NRA member. I have my guns legally. I bought it legally. Everything is registered. But we can use it anyway. So what's the point?
All of it, they wanted her to get her a gun illegally?
I mean, it doesn't matter. You have your guns legally purchased, and if you defend yourself, somebody breaking your house or whatever, you still go to jail. Look what's happening with this kid.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, yes, that definitely. You know,
we're not able to use it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's scary because, you know, we've got this kid, you know, if he's, you know, it's definitely will say something about gun rights, you know, whether or not we can use our guns if they try and find him guilty of murder instead of self-defense.
Right. And, I mean, everything is on tape. The proof is there. It was self-defense. What are they talking about? They make it political.
Yeah, definitely. Because if he's found, I hope they don't find him guilty. But if they do, then you're going to have everybody concerned if they get under attack, whether or not they can defend themselves.
Right. Well, when you're unable to use a slingshot or anything. That's crazy. And already get it, the jury, I was just turning the TV on, and the jury is getting intimidated, but this reporter from MSNBC, he was following the van where the jury was going to the trial. That's crazy. I mean, who's going to stop these people doing illegal things? That's why it pisses me off. Where is the law? You know? Or just work for one side and for the other side doesn't work.
Yep, that's and that's what's bugging everybody about this trial. It shouldn't have passed today. This should have been over with.
It should
now
be a
I'm
trial
just,
in the first
just,
place.
I'm just reading now too that however you say his name, Grosskreutz. He thought that Rittenhouse was just a kid running around shooting people and said that he was a medic. And when he approached him, that he was trying to surrender. And then he saw Rittenhouse re-rack his rifle.
Right.
Now it's saying that it's going to come down to if the jury sees the video and sees that he was actually defending himself.
Yeah, well, that's the whole problem with this whole case since last Friday is the judge still hasn't. He could have acquitted him. just on what the prosecution is proven to not be. With the way that they sent what they felt like sending to the defense, as opposed to what actually happened that night.
Right.
And that judge should have threw it all out. And now, you know, I was reading an article about one of the jurors asking if she could take or he could take the instructions home. What? You get the hell out of here.
Take the instructions home.
Yeah, the instructions that the judge gives when they're not finished deliberating and they cut it short.
Oh.
You know, the instructions of, you know, don't discuss it with anybody, blah, blah, blah. Well, this person
right.
stood up and said, you know, I'd like to know if I could take the instructions home.
Hmm.
And then, you know, I saw another article, I don't know how true it is, that there is one juror that's rogue on there. Now, whether that means that they're rogue against Kyle or for Kyle.
Well, one juror number 7 got dismissed because with that one shooting, she was asking why it only took 7 shots to kill the black man. And so they considered him, her, whatever it was, bias. So they escorted
right.
him out.
But that's what I'm saying. Through all this, I mean, granted, he can wait until the jury decides on what they're going to vote for, and he could turn around and still throw it out.
Right.
But the thing is they're wasting everybody's time and money.
Like the Russian collusion?
Yep.
Just throwing money on the trash on
exactly.
our dime.
And again, it just proves that, you know, if you're a Democrat and you're a politician, you can do whatever you want and get away with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, this country started looking like a kindergarten where one side can do whatever they want by the protection of the teacher, and the other kids, they have to suffer because they can't do nothing against the bad kids.
Right.
That's what are we going to do?
Well, I mean, the only thing we can do is, like we always said since all this crap started, we got to pull together. We got to stand up and take this country back. I don't foresee anything else to do than to make a stand. And these freaking idiot Black Lives Matter standing out in front of a all-white crime that supposedly happened, and they're out there yelling and praying for the pedophile.
Huh.
Yeah. The whole thing is upside down.
Well,
this
let him have the pedophile and then let him hang out with them until they touch his kids,
right.
their kids.
Exactly. And see, that's just it, though. Think about it. I mean, this is just my opinion, but look at all of the, you know, destruction and shit that went down during the transition in Minnesota and all over, burning and all that. These people Lives Matter are hired by the freaking Democrats to show up to these protests.
Right.
Now, again, in our my own opinion, and in my eyes, that's all they're doing.
That's
I mean,
what I'm
come
saying.
On now.
Yeah. In the inauguration of President Trump, all the destruction they did in D.C., nobody say anything about it.
Right. And you know, for them to sit there and show up to these meetings and stuff and these protests, and then you got ones that are out there that belong to the Black Lives Matter that are sitting there, you know, posting, oh, well, if he gets acquitted or he goes free, you know, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. They're not arresting them, so obviously they're protected by the Democrats.
Yep.
And especially the one that made the threat that, you know, oh, the jurors? Oh, yeah. We've been watching them at the bus stop. We've been watching them, you know, coming and going from the court. That, to me, that's communicating a threat.
Yep.
I just don't get how it's all right for them to do this crap, but
because
when we go and try to be, you know, peaceful doing our stuff, they come in and they wreck everything.
Well, I think first thing, it's a lot of rhinos who play back and forth, and that doesn't help anything because people get confused. And even on the polls, they keep voting for the same idiots.
Exactly.
And I think it's the only way to defeat these people because, like I said, I don't know. Well, they don't have the spine. I'm talking about the Republicans. They don't have the spine to stand up for us, to at least to have the right to defend ourselves on the streets. Like those idiots have the right to destroy things and nobody prosecute them. So why the Republicans don't stand up for we the people? That's my question. We're by ourselves. If we do something, we're going to jail. Look at the guys on the January 6th. People who wasn't even there, just by walking by, they got arrested. And they're still
right
in jail.
Yeah,
so,
you know, and that's a perfect example right there.
Yeah.
You know, we vote these people in, they cheat to win the election, but we vote our own people in, supposed to stick up for us and do their damn job of protecting us, and look how far that's got us.
Yeah, they don't.
Again, it's a do as I say, not as I do.
I don't know. The only
and then
thing
there's
like,
Lorna, do what I want.
What's that?
And then there's a Lorna, and I do what I want.
Yeah. Well, just go. Probably the only thing we can do, talk to people that wake them up and go to the polls in person, forget about the stupid thing about ballots and mail. That's dumb to do it. Even if they have to go in the wheelchair, just go and show up in the poll in person.
Yeah, but even then, they're like a perfect example. New Jersey, when they were having their problems, just like our presidential election, there were polling places that people were going into, and they're pushing the button for Republican, and the button's not working.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's
a lot of
problems.
What's the point to vote anymore?
That's the feeling everybody's starting to get. Because whether you mail it in, whether you show up in person, they've already got it rigged.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're right. Yeah, even in Virginia, they lost the election, but the Republicans still won an audit because they know they were trying to do fraud.
Yes.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Who can stop all this crap to happen? Why one side is playing hardball and the other dummies don't do shit about it? Just looking. You know?
Right.
It's frustrating.
It's just like, a couple of members and friends of mine worried about this mandate. Let me tell you something. OSHA already came out and said that they stopped the mandate for these shots.
And the federal government did, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So my question is, and I was talking to Weathers this afternoon. My question is, how can they force you? Okay, since OSHA came out and said that they stopped it, how can your company tell you you still got to be tested, whatever, how many days? That's not right. That's all part of that mandate.
No, nothing is right.
Because they want you to get their poison so that they can have their population control.
Right.
Well, I know the monkeypox is next.
Oh yeah, they just found the smallpox vial in Pennsylvania.
No, not yet. Actually, they want monkeypox. Monkeypox,
right.
You need to take smallpox vaccine though.
Right, and that's the thing. They found that vial in the Merck freaking bowl.
Whatever.
So that's, what's that tell you?
All I know is I was doing some research on that monkeypox, and let's just say, yes, it is contagious, not as contagious as smallpox. It's much more deadly, though. The thing is, though, the only way that it's going to show up here in the United States is if it was on purpose, like COVID.
It did show up in the United States. Someone brought it in from Nigeria, and then another one showed up in Maryland. I can't remember the first state.
Can they trace where it came from?
Yeah, I said the first one that came to the United States was it came from Nigeria.
Okay.
Yeah. It's,
so why
are
we letting the people from overseas keep coming in when they're bringing shit in?
That's
but
because
you know
they're not testing them. It's on purpose. It's a new world order.
Fauci just predicted again that we're going to get a double whammy this winter. It's amazing how he's such a good predictor.
Well, I don't believe anything from the CDC. I don't believe it. But I believe people crossing the border can bring some crap we don't have here, or it's been eradicated for years because they're bringing back. But
because they're not testing people.
Of course not. That's racist.
Yeah, they don't have to be tested if they're coming in illegally. Only the ones that are here.
Huh?
It's ridiculous. It really is. It's frustrating because they're not just bringing in COVID. They're bringing in all this other shit, like the monkeypox.
I'm not worried about that. I'm more worried about the bad people is crossing it, the border, regardless of the illness they bring.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why the dumbass in Mexico, he's here with the other idiot in Canada because they're in the same train. They tried to destroy the United States. So that's why all the problems we have in the southern border is because Mexico has the border with Guatemala open and people still crossing. There's another caravan crossing through Mexico right now and nobody stopped them.
No, because that's what the Democrats have always wanted, and they finally got it. Opening borders up, let these Taliban in, because all because of the unvaxxed. One way or another, they're gonna get us.
There's a new world order. What gets me is they actually want to take money from other programs to finish tearing down.
Right, but also, like I just said, one way or another, they're going to get us, or try to anyway.
Well, remember
That's why they keep on coming up with these, this variant's a lot worse than the regular one. Oh, the people didn't buy that one. Let's come up with a higher dose of one.
Right.
Yeah. Well, remember that what happened with the Arab Spring? They forced immigration refugees to Europe, but now it's our turn for the American continent. All the countries in South America, they're invaded already: Chile, Argentina, Peru, Bolivia. The only one I don't think is Brazil, but all the rest, including Mexico, they're all invaded, and they keep coming from Africa, from our countries, everywhere.
Yeah, because they're paid to come.
Not really. The UN is the one that sponsors all this crap. How a person from Africa can get on a flight?
Right. How do they buy a ticket?
It's
all part of the agenda.
It's all by design.
Yeah, because there's no Australians, there's no Cubans. I mean, there's the only ones that are getting across that are finding some way to get there and get across are ones that don't have money or are enemies of the country, like the Chinese and the Iranians.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, a lot of them there in Mexico already.
Well, you know, again, that, like I said, that's what they planned on. They really want to run the country into the ground because it makes the millionaires and the billionaires richer.
Look at who they want to put in charge of our bank. A woman who wants to get rid of the banking system and deliver and make it so that people have to shut down because they can't afford it.
You're echoing really bad.
Yeah, I can understand anything.
Let me I'll hang up and try again.
Was it Maria or is it me?
I think it was Maria. You're not echoing. I'm echoing.
What about me?
No, you
You're
guys
not.
Sound clear to me. But, no, and like I said, you know, it's they're running us into the ground, and now that they can't come up with variants and scare the unvaxxed into getting their poison shot, now they're going to come out with the smallpox. What's
yep.
up next after that? And my thought on it is letting the border stay open. And let me just say something, Walter. You said no to me when I said that they're getting paid to come here. They are. They're walking with iPhones, supposedly
yeah.
walking.
That's what people say in Mexico. They say these people are no poor. They have a nice sneakers. They all have iPods, expensive iPhones. I mean, these guys are not poor, and they all see not a lot of women on the front with kids, but the rest
yep.
of the gross of the caravan is men in military age, young men.
Yeah.
So that's not good.
And again, bought and paid for by Soros and the Democratic Party.
Yeah. I mean, we all know that. Everybody knows that, and nothing happens. I mean,
right.
I don't see the wheels moving.
Just like these idiots that keep on going, oh, just because they said, oh, it's a mandate, let me go out and get that shot.
Well, yeah, you're right, sir. That's why we're in the state we are now, because all the sheepy who follow whatever they tell them to do, and nobody complains, like in Europe, in France, and some other countries.
Because they don't do the research, their own research. They're trusting the government.
And then people, they're all scared. I can see people on the street wearing a mask, riding a bike. Really?
Oh, I know. I laugh at them. I call them idiots.
Idiots and a bunch of wusses, because I mean, I just told my son the other day, how come you think a virus like that can live at the same time in Alaska, in South America, in Mexico, where the temperatures are different? You think it lives in this, at the same time in different parts of the world? He's like, well, I never thought about it. But use your brain, man, you know? But people, they just don't think.
No, and like I said, they don't do their own research.
And I think that's the problem. They rely too much, not just on government, but on the quote-unquote experts.
On the media, that's the problem.
Not the media, the experts. I'm talking Fauci, the CDC, the FDA.
That's what I'm saying. They turn the news and they watch the media and they absorb all that crap coming up from the TV.
But see, here's the thing. There are other experts. In fact, there are actually more experts speaking out against the vaccine than supporting it.
Oh, but they've been censored big time.
Right. And doctors, look at all the doctors that have lost their careers because they're not supporting the vaccine. They're like, okay, you don't want us using hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, but you're not giving us any other choices except for the vaccine. Despite the fact that we have shown over and over again that these other things work. And we know that they're safe, We know what their history is. But,
yeah.
You know, until somebody with actual power, gets up and states on mainstream media, or at least somewhere that the regular sheeple can see what's be and hear that this is what's happening, nobody's going to listen.
No, because we need to recognize the left is more active than the right, following their agenda. We have to recognize they're doing a good job.
Yeah, because we want to fight fair. That's the problem. Conservatives want to fight fair.
Right. I think we need to be smarter than them. Just like I start acting like children, like them. I start making tantrums everywhere.
Dirty.
Huh?
I said we need to fight dirty.
Yeah. I think we've been decent for a long time. Too decent. You can see that in Congress. I mean, the only ones who really stand up is Ted Cruz or Jim Jordan. I don't remember the names of the other ones, but they're four or five. That's it.
And Lauren Bobbin. Oh, she's funny. And there's a couple of others. I love Kennedy. He's funny.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Kennedy. Kennedy's good. He's good. Oh, Matt Gaetz is good, too.
You know, there are some good Republicans. And I like that the two Democrats, Manchin and Christian, they're standing their ground. I mean, you know, even, what's her name, Tulsi Gabbard or something like that.
Tulsi Gabbard, she's good. She should be Republican.
Well, no, she's actually more libertarian. I don't even a lot of people say she's not even really Democrat. She's more of a libertarian. I don't have a problem with libertarians, but the problem is that they don't have any power, and you know, so everything they bring up gets shot down, and even common sense stuff, you know, like. The one in Florida, the Republican from Florida, he used to be governor down there. He presented a bill to use money that's already been allocated but hasn't been spent to help get the ship from the West Coast to the East Coast ports, help pay for them to get through the Panama Canal and do some other things. And this Washington woman, Democrat, of course, goes off on him about how they just want to take things and about how Biden's done a great job. He's trying to get everybody vaccinated to get them back to work and that his infrastructure bill is going to fix the port on the West Coast. And I'm like, does she not hear herself? Even if his bill was really going to do all that garbage, it's going to be years. We need something now. The Republican from Florida, his idea is immediate. Hers, you know, so they're idiots. They really are idiots. Also, too, it really irks me that everybody keeps calling them Democrats, the Democratic Party, the Democratic, you know. They're not. They're Democrats. It's the Democrat Party because they sure as hell are Democrats.
Well, that party is falling apart because it's been taken by socialists. So it's like a diarrhea and a bottle of empty beer, an empty bottle of beer.
I agree.
But I was listening to Mark Levin on my way home on the radio. He was talking about the stuff about the containers on the ocean and the coast of California. He said, it's not about the ships or the companies. It's about the Californian laws of the state of California. They make it hard for them to do their business, to do the operation. That's why they're outside. They're waiting for these idiots. They don't care. This is all on purpose.
Yep. Because they're too green friendly. They're too, you know, they're too interested in being, Oh, I know.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they all fly in private jets, and every time I see them in D.C. on the car, on the motorcade, bam, 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 back and forth, back and forth. That's no pollution? I mean, come on.
They're hypocrites is what they are.
Yeah, like I said, it's a kindergarten.
Rules for thee, but not for me, is their attitude.
I think Biden should ride in his very own personal electric airplane.
Ah!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then he drove that electric Hummer. Did you guys see that? Oh, my gosh. Hummer. What the hell? I mean, that seems an oxymoron.
They're so stupid. I was talking with my cousin in Mexico. He's an engineer. He said, you know what? Nobody talks about the batteries of those cars. When they're done, you can't dispose of them because nobody wants them. They're so toxic, and it's a problem right there.
And they're expensive.
Yeah, so they contaminate more. They pollute more than
anything.
Not
to mention what they do to get the stuff to make them. It's kids whose lives. It's those things are awful. And they really don't save any energy. They use more. The same thing with the wind turbine.
Another thing. Yeah, same thing. No.
It's an agenda. Once they get in control, all of this will go out the window. They'll no longer be interested in it. It's all part of their agenda.
Yeah, but believe me, I woke up today, my son. My 36-year-old son in Mexico. I sent him a little article about what's going on here in America. I mean, I'm talking about the whole continent, all the countries in this continent. I say, in some countries, they're about to go to the fourth or the fifth shot, to the booster shot. How come we didn't hear anything from Africa or numbers or statistics? And then he's like, you're right, Dad. I said, well, see? Why? They're just trying to destroy the economy in this part of the world. They already did in Europe. Now it's our turn. Africa, they don't care about it. It's all about this continent, but mainly the United States.
I mean, you've got Gibraltar 113% vaccinated. They're 100% of the population is vaccinated, either with two shots or three shots, and they have to lock down for Christmas because they have so many cases. Austria is locking down people who have not been vaccinated because their number of cases have increased despite the high percentage of people vaccinated. Israel, same thing. So, I mean, they're just trying to destroy it.
Yep.
India, Japan, Korea, Taiwan, all countries that stopped using the vaccine and went to hydroxychloroquine and Zecamycin, or however you pronounce it, are all, their COVID numbers are going down. Once they stop using the vaccine,
Yeah. But in India, they stopped that crap already because they didn't do the vaccines. They didn't follow the WHO directions.
Right.
They stopped it.
We only had one country, one state, whatever they call their little territory thing, that insisted on using the vaccine. And that state had the they have 3% of the Indian population. However, they had like over 60% of the COVID cases. And they were the only one that were like 90% vaccinated.
Yeah, I watch a channel from Spain, and this guy is showing pictures and videos where the people who's filling the hospitals are the people who got vaccine.
Right.
Vaccinated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people don't want to listen. They don't want to, you know, it's kind of hard to admit when you're wrong.
I just they just dismissed a charge. Yeah. Apparently, Ridding House was too long to be an illegal gun, according to Wisconsin state law.
Right.
What's that?
The barrel of the gun is too long for it to be an illegal gun.
Correct.
According to Wisconsin state law.
Yeah, they threw that out. They can't do anything with that. He should never have even been charged with that, the judge said. I don't know. We'll you know, all we can do is take one day at a time. That's the best we can do.
Yeah. And pray, keep praying.
Yes, definitely keep praying.
Yeah.
God, yeah, I'm sure God is listening. I'm like, you know. That it's kind of hard not to feel for the sheep.
Yeah, but they're so stupid that they'll continue on knowing that it's everything in this country is wrong with this current administration, but they'll still back them up.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Because the brainwash is so deep for years that it's working. Now you can see the fruits of it. It's not just teenagers. It's the stupid parents in their 30s or 40s. They're brainwashed too.
Right.
It was a process. So now we see what's going on.
Yeah, it's sad, definitely.
Well, at least I'm doing my part with my grandson who's 13 and my kid who's 14. I'm like, remember this
That's
guy,
awesome.
Red Foreman and that 70s show? I keep telling them, I kick your ass, dumbass. Don't. I need to talk about like that to them because sometimes they're between the video games and the stuff they learn in school. Whew, they're like zombies sometimes.
I you know, one of my heroes is Muhammad Ali. You know, whether or not you agree with his stance on the war or not doesn't matter. The thing is that what he did said something, not just for the black people, for everybody. It went against his religious beliefs to participate in that war. And even though it meant giving up his world, his belt, and not being able to box for, what was it, 3 years or whatever, he stood his ground. You know what I mean? We need people like that today. Martin Luther King, again, whether or not you act, you know, you agree or with everything he stood for, my understanding, somebody was saying he was actually his ideas were socialistic. But whether or not you agree with every single thing he did doesn't matter. The point is that man gave up his life for it. He wasn't perfect, but he did. And he stood. He was a true leader. Even Malcolm X, you know, these BLM, well, but Malcolm X, he actually, especially in the beginning, did tout violence, but the violence was against the establishment, not against citizens, certainly not against black people. You know, BLM is an Antifa. They're attacking black Americans, black-owned businesses, black homes, black communities, you know. They're attacking the people they're supposedly standing up for. But when you had men like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and Muhammad Ali, and all these men are black, okay? Muhammad Ali was Muslim. Martin Luther King was Christian. Malcolm X sort of went back and forth. I'm not quite sure what he was. I know at one point he was Muslim because he was following Farrakhan. But I also know, but at any rate, that's beside the point. If black Americans want to have people to stick, you know, to follow, to look up to, look at them, not LeBron James, not Noah Tawa, whatever the hell his name is, not these, you know, men who, you know, who don't even know history. I mean, this is, we need leaders like that today, you know, because otherwise we're just going to keep, the government's just going to keep dividing us. I was watching Tucker Carlson the other day, and I didn't really pay attention to this, but these BLM people in Antifa, Chavez, they're like making him into a hero, and it's like they didn't know their history.
But unfortunately, there's no good leaders out there anymore.
It just really irks me. You know, I remember as a kid not eating grapes. Because of the, we were protesting because of the worker thing, the picking the grapes. What's his face? Which of those? The other one. The guy from Mexico. But at any rate, yeah, he didn't want illegal aliens. These people, the kids today, you know, that are doing this, and even young adults, not kids, they're adults. They're in their 20s and 30s. Maybe even 40s. To me, they're kids because most of them are young enough to be my kids. And when I see this, and I'm like, I don't understand. Where the hell did we go wrong? Did we miss Cammy? Did she fall asleep? I know she said she might fall asleep, Lonnie.
What was that? Honey?
I said, did we lose Kimmy? Did she fall asleep on us?
No. I don't know.
No, I think she got off a while ago.
Cool. Maria?
Kimmy.
I keep hanging up on by accident, though.
How many we are now here tonight?
Three, four,
that's it?
That's it.
Mm. I think Bobby said we actually usually get a few hundred that actually listen, but there's usually only a few of us that talk. I wish more people would talk.
Hmm.
Yeah, we have a lot of followers, and we have one gentleman that's always on in our chat room.
When Chris is on, Chris usually has some interesting things to add.
I don't know.
Chris,
we need to,
Chris usually yells and screams.
At any rate, there's
so
a lot of weird shit going on. That's all I know. And tomorrow's supposed to be a full moon.
So is everybody going to go crazy?
Did I lose everybody?
I mean, so supposed to when people go crazy?
That's weird.
With the blue, with the full moon?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm here.
Hello? Hello, hello, hello?
Hello.
I hear everybody.
Surprised you're still awake.
You threatened me.
You can't decline it either.
What?
Savannah was saying that your validation for change of address just came in.
Oh, okay. For which place?
Yes, it is, Mother.
I have no, probably from Tennessee. It's not?
Being a gypsy.
Why would they send it here if it's for Tennessee?
Well, because I just changed that one on Monday, so that hasn't gone through the system yet.
Right.
I'm a gypsy girl. They can't keep up with me.
That's why the police are still looking for you.
They won't find me.
But just like everything else, you know, go ahead.
I just scrolled across something from Rich. It says something strange has happened in Missouri this week. Thousands of white conservative males have walked out the door of their homes with high-powered rifles. They have loaded those rifles and walked around with them, locked and loaded with ammo. Popular rounds for weapons of war, 308, 5.56 for days. What is strange, not one of those loaded high-powered rifles has turned even one conservative white guys into a mass murderer. How is that possible?
Huh.
Oh. Aren't we told that it is guns that are evil? I guess it was nothing. It's just that people are walking around with guns and not killing people. Imagine that.
Right.
And then blame that on the wrong people. And then another argument for gun control.
Then the illegals turn into illegals, and the illegals can go around shooting and killing whoever they want.
Yep. Well, you know, it's just like, you know, some of those so-called refugees have already committed crimes in Florida. And a couple other states, from what I understand.
Yeah. They don't even ask them for ID. They don't know who they are.
Right. That's, you know, that's what's weird.
What? The fact they don't ask for ID?
Yep, because, you know, they can't, they refuse to ask for ID for voting.
Mm-hmm.
But you can come in here, you know, and get all that money for being a refugee.
Man, a bunch of liars. They say one thing and they do another.
Right. It's, you know, it's a double standard.
Yeah.
I've always said from as far back as I can remember that the country needs to take care of their own homeless especially children that are on insulin, aside from adults, all insulin shouldn't be as high as it is.
Yeah.
And now you're pushing these shots that are, quote, free.
And what about all the veterans who are coming back from injured without legs or arms or blind? What about them?
Well, yeah, they're free because the effects of the shot afterwards is what's going to make them the money, with all the heart problems, the seizures, blindness.
Well, it's
death.
It's that, and they continue to blame every death and every sickness that's the flu on COVID. And that, you know, that's the other thing that really ticks me off about all this is, again, you know, I wouldn't have been saying, and we all wouldn't be saying it for past at least 3 years, that, you know, even before that, Gates and Fauci claim, you know, there's too much population. So what better way to get rid of people?
Well, no, I don't think that's what it is anymore. If they're letting all the illegals come in and not getting vaccinated, it's going to be a takeover.
Right. That's
the true Americans will be dead, and you got all these illegals that are going to ruin the country.
Yep, that's their backup plan.
That's what a lot of people don't realize. The war is against white people.
The war is actually against Americans.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because even my ex-wife, she called me white supremacist. I said, what?
Uh-huh.
I said, you're crazy. Just because I believe in the Constitution and whatever is on those papers that were the founders of this country wrote, just because I believe that and I want to speak on that, I said, but you got it wrong, because I'm not a white supremacist. I'm a brown supremacist, because I'm brown. But so I say that because they don't care. As long as you don't think like them, they put you in that group. So that's a big, big thing, and you disagree with the way they think. No.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're yellow, pink, black, blue, white, brown.
Right.
American. You're an American. If you're here legally, you're an American.
Exactly. Well, you need to be a wacko like them. If not, you're the enemy.
Right.
Like I said, everything is upside down. It's crazy. Whatever was right, now is wrong. Whatever was wrong, now is right. Even it's happening in Mexico. My brother told me, now you can't say nothing because of political correctness. Everybody gets offended for everything.
Right.
Worldwide crap. So, I don't know. And these youth, they're a bunch of CCs, most of them, among them in the city, they won't stand for anything.
No.
So, I was reading, I don't know, you guys read about, I think it was in Chicago, this woman got raped on the metro.
But yes.
Frightened the police was the fact nobody jumped to help her out. Instead, everybody was recording on the telephone while she was being raped.
I know.
That is just...
That's only one that's reported.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It happens all the time in New York.
Yep.
And it happens, you know, that and people robbing you. That, you know, the crime rate's going up because of these idiots.
Yeah. And another thing that pisses me off, Democrats running from their screwed up states because of taxes and the crime and all that, they move to another state where it's red, and they start voting for idiots again, for Democrats.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not too much. We still can handle it, but I think people need to wake up quick before this gets out of control. Like, I was talking with a friend of mine the other day. I just a big, everything is racist, everything is racist. Okay. And why do you freak out if somebody calls you racist? Are you racist? No. So, why are you scared about the word? If you don't exercise racism against a person, why do you worry about it? Right?
Right.
Yeah. Nobody knows what is inside your head, what you're thinking, unless you exercise that and you really... abuse somebody and being racist to somebody, but then you will have a problem. But until that happened, why people are so scared about being called racist? And everything stops right there. It just doesn't make any sense how people react.
No, it don't. But again, you know, that's supposedly the new norm.
Right, but if I have an argument with a liberal and they start calling me racist because he knows he can't win what I'm talking about, or he knows I'm right with what I'm saying, they start calling me racist,
without offending or telling a racist thing, I'm still guilty. So I get it right, because they're going to believe him than me. Like you say, the new norm, even if you don't say anything.
Right.
I didn't say anything. Oh, are you wearing a Carhartt jacket? You're racist because of that. Maybe, you know.
And it's, again, it's the, all this racist stuff is coming out because of, you know, everything that's the fake news is reporting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, like the judge and the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, he's been receiving death threats already.
Oh, yeah.
And writing, on writing. Why nobody prosecute that people who treat a judge just for doing his job?
It sure is.
Somebody must be in trouble for that, in my humble opinion. If this country is still a country of laws, somebody needs to be accountable for that. But nothing happened.
Yeah, and that's, again, that's why I had said earlier about us putting our own Republicans putting faith in them that they were going, that they're going to, you know, stand up and do something.
But the problem is, I don't trust them. I was in the hospital where they were calling me and calling me back in January, and I just told them, I said, look, stop calling me, because after what you did on January 6th, to turn the back on the President Trump, just leave me alone. Just, I won't
sure.
give you a dime or a penny. I'd rather to send money to the Marines, where there's more integrity than you guys. So leave me alone. But they still calling me. They still keep calling me. But I don't give them any money, because I don't know if they're going to use the money to give it to some rhino to get reelected. I don't trust them. Somebody was mentioned, I don't know, I don't remember where I read that. So, like, it would be nice to start creating a third party to get rid of those corrupt too, because they're in the same gang, the Republicans and Democrats.
Yes.
So I think it was, I was watching an interview, and Michelle Bachmann was on that interview. What I wasn't right there on TV, but I hear something, and she started with the Tea Party. So I'm thinking, you know, that could be a good idea. Start voting for people who really cares about the country and the people.
That's it. That's all I've been saying, like I said, ever since I can remember.
Yeah. They're all
take care of our own.
And they want more. Huh? Sorry.
Take care of our own before we let other people in and giving them all the money and everything, and take care of our own first.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know if it's a school, a special school, to be a politician, to be stupid and corrupt, because the one in Mexico is doing the same. There's people in Mexico who are dying of hunger. There's no medicine. There's nothing. Oh.
Right.
But he sent C-130s full of food and medicines to Cuba.
Yep.
When on the mountains of Chihuahua, close to Texas, on the border, it's a tribe, they call it the Yaquis. They're still there, Tarahumaras. They jump to the cliff with their spouse and kids and rather to commit suicide because they don't have anything to eat or anything. And the government, they don't give a damn. Oh, but they send planes full of food and medicine to Cuba, to Venezuela, when they have people dying in Mexico because they don't have food. And the same happened here.
And again, that I blame on all countries' government not taking care of the people.
Mm-mm. That's what my dad said. He said, don't go too far. Every country's problem is because of the politicians. They create the problem.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What do we want to do? I don't know. So everybody left?
We just got... it's just me, you, and Lorna. Unless she fell asleep.
Yes, I'm still awake. No, I'm still awake.
Still awake?
I'm still awake.
Maria left?
Yeah, she...
Yep, sounds like it.
Yeah, she, I guess she must have hit the button again.
Oh.
So we only have 10 minutes left anyway.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring this to a close.
Okay.
But it was really great hearing your voice, Walter.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm glad you're feeling better. And I pray you get stronger.
Thank you. I'm knocking on wood from this thing doesn't come back ever.
Yes, I pray that doesn't come back.
I told my doctor, looks like the chemtrails are working perfectly because they got me finally.
Right.
He just laughed.
God bless you. And God bless America, our troops, our children, our veterans, our military, first responders, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless. God bless. Good night.
God bless.
God bless.